B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Let's look more at Sunday's game. The Eagles are now 0-2. They look like they're going to get out of the gate 1-5, which means no playoff season for your Eagles. Who would have thunk it? To show some insight on this game, and I know he's got some opinions on this game, is the great Brian Westbrook. He's brought to us by Rudder Roofing, Window Siding, and Decking. They will protect your house. B. West, another loss, and you saw what happened. Again, a bad performance by the quarterback.
You know, Mike, you missed it. In a week where last week we're talking about Carson Wentz doesn't have back-to-back bad games. And normally speaking, the good quarterbacks don't. I mean, the good quarterbacks in our league, once they have a bad outing, they work even harder the next week. They go to work. They make their team better. They hold themselves accountable, but also everyone around them. And they normally have a makeup type of week. And that's what we all expected against the Rams as they came into Philadelphia. And things got worse for the Eagles. As bad as they were against Washington, things got worse. And, you know, a lot has to land at the feet of the quarterback. Of course, a lot has to land at the feet of Doug Peterson, Jim Schwartz. I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around. If they don't find some answers pretty quickly, this season would get old very quickly as well.
Well, what answers can they find? Now, let's look at this game in particular. Now, I'm watching the Rams offense, and they're using misdirection. They're rolling the quarterback out. They're using a lot of motion. And it seems that when Goff's looking down the field, he's square, but he's got open guys because they're running great patterns and they're running a great scheme. The Eagles, conversely, not the same.
Wide open guys. I mean, when we talked about these young coordinators, you talked about Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, you know, those types of guys that have been able to scheme a little bit differently than conventional football guys, the West Coast offense type of schemes. And that's what it is. I mean, we talked about this last week. How do we get guys open before the snap? How do we make sure that defenses are looking at a lot of different things even before the ball is snapped? We don't do that. We don't use motion enough. We don't use a lot of misdirection. What we saw from the Rams offense was they just confused our linebackers. They confused our defensive end. They confused our safeties, our slot cornerbacks. They weren't quite sure what to be looking at. They literally confused every position on the field. And here's the bad thing about that, Mike. When you talk to some of the guys, Roddy McLeod said it, Jim Schwartz said it, they didn't give them anything that they hadn't seen in practice. So all these things have been practiced, and then they come out in the game, and obviously the team just doesn't execute it. That says a lot about how Doug is running the practice. It says a lot about the players on the defensive side of the ball. It also says a lot about Jim Schwartz and his ability to adjust after the first couple quarters, because you have to understand, the Rams didn't do anything different the entire game. They started with motion and misdirection, and they ended with motion and misdirection, and we never caught up with it.
Yeah, this is Jim Schwartz thing is really interesting, because you're absolutely right that they didn't adjust. Now, Donald didn't hurt him, I guess, although he had some tackles, but he didn't get, and he got pressure on one that was a little late. This is a seasoned defensive coordinator, and you know, they got the ball up and down the field pretty much at will early in the game. And then, you know, they stopped it a little bit. But then they made the big plays, that 40-yard burst up the middle, which put the game out of reach there. What's going on with them?
Well, yeah, you said that 40-yard burst, that came right after a field goal. So I think we kicked the field goal, and we were within, I think the score was 24-19. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to get a defensive stop. We're within a score, within a touchdown to try to win this thing. Now it's time to get a defensive stop. The next play, the next Rams offensive play, they get this big run up the middle. And it just screams, where are your linebackers? What are they doing? And so I go back and I watch the tape. In every running play, I'm talking about every running play, we have offensive linemen that are getting up to our linebackers. And our linebackers, they're not shedding blocks. They're not making people miss and then trying to get into the play to make a tackle. They're just getting blocked. And that's why you see these big runs. That's why you see the running back to the safety level almost immediately, because our linebackers are nowhere to be found. And, of course, we know how we've invested in linebackers over the years and how important linebackers have been to the Eagles. And it really showed yesterday. Our defensive line got manhandled in some situations. They have to find a way to get more production from other players. Fletcher Cox is going to get double, triple teamed most times. And he did yesterday for the most part. all the other guys have to make some plays. And unfortunately, these last couple of games, we haven't seen enough players on the defensive side of the ball or offensive side of the ball step up and make plays.
Well, what about the linebackers in coverage, too, Brian? You know, the Rams are doing some things and scheming, but the linebackers were lost, especially Gary was lost all game in picking up a tight end. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, Nate Gary's looking at the wrong things. I mean, so in every play, your linebackers will have a couple of different responsibilities. Stop the run first and then work their way to the pass. Other plays, they may say, okay, you have the tight end. This is your man. This is your man-to-man man. If he starts to block, then you can go play the run. But if he goes out on the pass route, like a couple of those wheel routes, then you got to check him. Nate Gary, having bad eyes, is looking in the backfield, and he's getting ran past by Tyler Higbee. And so, you know, it's just a bad situation. It's a lack of discipline. It's bad eyes. And then there's no makeup speed to try to get back at the tight end. And that happened over and over and over. And once Sean McVay saw that Jim Schwartz is going to play their tight ends with linebackers, he said, okay, I got to play for that. I'm just going to run this play. I'm going to run a wheel. I'm going to put these linebackers in a situation where now they have the cover, and they were not able to cover Tyler Higbee at all.
Let's look at the Goff Wentz thing and how you see it, because, you know, I don't know what's going on with Wentz, but he looks a lot stiffer than Goff. Goff looks loose, limber, able to make some throws from different angles, getting outside the pocket. I didn't think that Goff was going to be a better player than Wentz. What are you seeing?
Well, Goff looks athletic. He's moving around. He looks loose. And we look on the other side of the ball. We see Carson. He's kind of stiff. He's in the pocket. I can tell that he's aiming some of these balls, just trying to fit them in windows that they have no business to attempting to be thrown into. And, you know, it's almost like if you're shooting baskets, you're trying to aim the ball, and you'll always miss, right? You might get lucky and hit once every now and then. But naturally, if you just shoot the ball naturally, eventually you'll figure out how to do it and to make some baskets. Unfortunately, Carson, when he's aiming, he's just off. I mean, some of these throws are just bad. And I use this analogy when we were in the pregame show yesterday, and I think it's relative. When you're talking about a good shooter in basketball, they're either going to miss short or long. They're not going to miss left and right. That's not what good shooters do. The ball is either going to be short or long. And almost the same thing in football. Carson Wentz at this point is missing, like, wide, throwing over people's heads, missing wide. I mean, he's having bad misses. And he's a much better player. We thought he was a much better player than what he's been playing here recently. You know, I think Doug has some responsibility here. They could make him a little bit easier as far as some of those motions we talked about, some of those getting guys wide open. But at this point, it doesn't matter what Doug calls. If he can't complete the ball to open receivers, then it doesn't matter what the play call to call. Carson has to play much better if this team wasn't winning the football game.
All right, here's the last question. What are they? I'm looking at, you know, the gauntlet here. All right, Cincinnati is a winnable game. They should win it. But then on the road at San Fran, at Pittsburgh, Ravens at home, you know, 1-5, they're done. Can they get back in this thing?
Well, San Fran took a big hit, obviously. They got a bunch of guys hurt. Hopefully the Ravens will overlook us. I mean, we have to hope that things happen to other teams for us to make it a fighting chance for ourselves, just because we're not playing. I don't know. I don't see anything that's going to change outside of Carson being the guy that again, I said it last week, I'll say it again this week. Unless he can be Patrick Mahomes-like, then we don't have a chance. And I'll tell you this, Mike, I haven't been impressed by our receivers. I think Jalen Reagor has been okay. I think DeSean Jackson has been okay. I think Carson has put them both in bad spots. He almost got Jalen Reagor decapitated twice yesterday. We have to be better at all positions, but it all comes back to the quarterback. He can make guys look much better. We saw that at the end of the year last year. He made those guys look much better, and they weren't the NFL-caliber receivers that we have right now. Unfortunately, at this point, our quarterback's not playing well, and the guys that we have, DeSean Jackson, Jalen Reagor, you know, the Hightower, all the other guys, they just look average because our quarterback play isn't very good.
All right. It sounds like a bleak situation. And, of course, we'll talk to you this Friday, as we go into another football game. B-West, it's always great to hear from you. Good stuff on Sunday as well, and we'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good. Take care.
Brian Westbrook, brought to us by Rudder Roofing. windows and siding and decking, they will protect your house.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.